Hey folks, this is your boy Raz from the Chisme Podcast. And before we set off and go on our crazy talks, Edgar and I, and Freddie when he's available, I just wanted to talk about the Anchor app. Now, have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When Edgar and I first ventured off, we explored so many places. We had no idea on how to start this podcast. And quite frankly, we were very nervous. And fortunately, we found Anchor. And, you know, we were like, can we get it on Apple? Can we get it on Spotify? Can we get it on Android? And we did our research, due diligence, and we went ahead and decided to go with Anchor. Now, they are the answer to every one of these questions, and it is very simple. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it is 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now, Anchor can match you with great sponsors too, so you can get paid to podcast. So, if you've always wanted to start a podcast, make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast. Peace.
¿Qué pasó, raza? ¿Cómo están?
Hey, people. Hey, this is Raz here on Chisme Podcast.
And this is Edgar.
Yeah, here we are again, man. As always, our podcast is brought to you by Nacho Business. Oh, man. Hey, dude, I meant to tell you from last week, you have a little cult following, man, because of the vaping. Yeah, they were saying that was dope, that they like the vape to keep it going. So, yeah.
Pues aquí entonces, aquí les sigo, because I tried to quit on the last podcast, because I was like, yeah, that sounds bad, pero.
Well, I guess vaping has picked up a lot, man, and there's a lot of connoisseurs. I'm assuming you're one of them, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Hey, man, so from last week, I know you had said that, you know, you were going to try to watch that Fahrenheit 11/9 movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did that materialize?
No, it didn't. We had a very busy weekend. I forgot we had to go pick our pumpkins.
Okay.
My wife is really into this whole holidays thing. So every season, every holiday, we usually, you know, get the kids involved. So we had to do that, and then we had some other stuff planned. Pero I didn't get a chance, but I will watch it as soon as I get a chance. So hopefully by the next podcast. Did you get a chance to watch it?
No, I didn't, man. I had to work, actually. I had to work on the weekend. In the line of work I do right now, they consider it the busy season. So it ranges from March all the way to October. Or, you know, late September, because there's an array of events going out through that whole season on walks. You know, they do 5K runs and all kinds of festivals and stuff.
Yeah, it's hitting the end of summer, so everybody's trying to get those festivals in before the rain hits or the snow, right?
Yeah, exactly. So for the people that don't know, what I do, I clean porta-potties for a living.
Okay.
So that's what I do. And you know, during the spring and summer, late summer, it, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on here in town in Denver. So there's always something going on, and it's kind of hard to take, you know, make plans with the wife and stuff like that.
Yeah. I've been there, done that. The weekend thing sucks, man.
Yeah. So we have one more event coming up this weekend. They call it Race for the Cure, you know, Race for the Cure Cancer.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah, so that's the last big event, and it's this weekend. So
After that, then I'll have a little time to do things over the weekend, you know, a little housework, hanging out with the kids, the family, do, you know, outings out in the, you know, to the mountains and stuff.
Yeah. Hey, your kids are into video games, right?
Yeah, man. They're into video games. They still got they have a PS3.
Okay. No, yeah. It's the over there. Do they have those over here in Cali? They have these spots in the mall called Live Nation. So basically, what they do is they hook up like I don't know. I want to say about 25 TVs and 25 Xboxes, and then that way you can like link them all up together, and then you can play together or you can go online, and they pretty much have every single game ever for like the new Xbox. And they charge you by the hour. I want to say it's something like $12 an hour or something in that area. They have those spots out there.
You know what? I think I saw something like that. There's a place here. I'm assuming it's just a local thing here in Colorado. It's called GameWorks. So it's a mesh of Dave and Buster's and. I remember back in the days, there was this place we used to go to out in Redwood City, Monaco Lanes or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's a mesh between Dave and Buster's and that, you know? Oh, okay. Mine is the go-kart and the golfing. But they have like a little hall or como unas salas. Like,
yeah.
Rent them out to play video games for by the hour. Something like that.
Okay. Yeah, because over here they do that. And then what's popular right now at the kids' birthday parties is those gaming trucks. So these big old, like, semis that have, like, these big old semis pull up to your party, and they're all full of TVs and video games. So you guys could, like, so you have, like, a party of, like, 20 kids or whatever. They have, like, 20 screens in there.
Okay.
So, like, all the kids could get, like, together or whatever, like, link up and get a match going, like, on PUBG or Fortnite or... what's popular right now? Call of Duty.
Yeah, but, no.
Yeah, that's popular too, dude. And it's pricey too. Those trucks charge like $500 an hour, but they're pimped out, dude. They have like LEDs all inside, like lasers. Like, I was like, man, I would love to have this.
Well, nah, man, I haven't seen it yet. You know, from my end.
Hey, business opportunity, bro. Invest in that because that. Hey, that's popping right now in
Cali. Okay.
Those gaming trucks.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it'd be something cool to look into. But, ¿qué te iba a decir? No, the only thing that we did, man, yesterday was my pops' birthday, so we went to hang out with him. Had a little carne asada and birthday cake and stuff. And, yeah, we just hung out a few hours, man, and it kind of wrapped it up.
Oh, that's cool, man. It's always good to hang out with family.
Yeah, man. But te iba a decir. So I put it out there here's the thing. We have not created a Facebook page for the podcast. So I've just been using my personal page, just asking people what they want us to talk about. And then I got a subject that they want us to touch base on.
I mean, bring it.
All right, man. But we do have other things we want to touch on. You know, we want to talk about the beer too. You know, the beer.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. You know,
my favorite subject.
Yeah.
I've been studying up on it today.
Oh, okay. So you're catching up. So all right. So here's a question. And this question comes from a woman. The question is, you know, just from our point of view. What do us as guys want our wives, girlfriends, significant others to surprise us with? You know, and the question, well, and this came by because, you know, we're always surprising the women with, you know, sending them flowers, you know, taking them out to dinner or, you know, just doing different things, man. The women like chocolates, I guess. They like chocolates, flowers. What was that? Chris Rock said it best. You know, compliments, flowers, and an occasional pair of shoes.
Hey, you see?
Yeah. So something to that extent, man. But, yeah, so I guess the ladies want to know we would like them to surprise us with. So, you know, I'm going to say, man, I'm going to throw it on your court, see what you think.
You know what? It's the – oh, man. You know, it's a little tough because me as a guy,
yeah,
I have hobbies.
Yeah.
And if you could give me anything that has to do with any of my hobbies, that would just blow my mind.
Yeah. Because
I know, you know, women nowadays don't really like guys to have hobbies. They want to be like, hey, it's all about me. But no, it's the...
yeah, yeah.
No, pero este... You know what?
Uh-huh.
If my wife rolled up and she said, hey, happy birthday, honey. Here's a brand new Porsche for you. Because I'm a car guy.
Okay.
Pero you know what? I'm pretty simple. Este, just gift cards.
Okay. Okay.
Gift cards. Give me a gift card to my favorite shop. Oh, man. I'm happy. It's good. Guys are picky, man. I know women are picky.
Yeah.
Pero men don't like as much stuff as women.
Uh-huh.
Pero, like, the stuff they do like, they want to stay in that zone. So, like, if my wife went to get me shoes, it'd be hard for her just off the top of her head to choose me a pair of shoes.
Okay.
Even if I'm into a certain brand.
Yeah, yeah.
So if she wants to give me shoes, I'd be happy. Pero, just give me a gift card.
Okay, okay.
Give me a gift card to Foot Locker. Give me a gift card to, you know, whatever store I shop at.
Okay.
And that would make me happiest. It's because sometimes I feel like women try to go, like, yeah. To try to go crazy and try to do something crazy, pero men are simple. They're not all that, you know, like women.
Well, you know what, man? I had to go back to the files and see the different things that my wife has done for me. You know, even. Déjale caer la pipa, vato. No, what I was gonna say, you know, from the moment we started hanging out, you know, till we got married till now, I just kind of went down the files, you know, went through the box of memories and stuff, and you know, I could say a couple of things that she has done for me. Well, you know, things I could tell you, man, that I didn't expect it from her, and I thought it was a very sweet gesture. So, all right, so. One of the things that my wife did for me, all right? So, and you know this, man. At one point, I was a pescatarian, you know?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, for approximately 8 years.
Yeah.
So, it was kind of hard to find foods and different things to eat, you know? As me and some of my prayer brothers, man, we discussed this. We were on that food, you know, healthy food conscious roll before it was even in style, man. Like we
no, you see, I remember.
Yeah, we did this before, like it caught on, dude. And
before it was a fad.
Before it was a fad, man. We was like, man. But one of the first things that my wife did for me, you know, the first time she invited me to dinner, right? I got to her house and she prepared for me. I don't know if you ever had these. The tacos de papa.
Yeah.
The fried ones.
Yeah.
Bro.
Fire.
Yeah, man. I mean, it was very simple, man. It was very simple, but it really meant a lot for me, man.
You know what? Now that you bring up a gift that really meant a lot, you know, and it was a gift from the kids and the wife.
Yeah, yeah.
For Father's Day, I remember my wife is telling me to take all these like goofy pictures with the kids, and I was like, okay, whatever. Like, oh, pose like this or pose like that. Okay, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
So. What she did, she went on some website and she made me a children's book.
Okay.
And all the illustrations were me and the kids just hanging out. Like, okay. She would tell me to pose for stuff, but she would, like, all the pictures she used were, like, candid photos, like, stuff of me, like, not even paying attention.
Okay.
And that really meant a lot to me.
Yeah.
Like, when I saw that, I was like, what? Like, it's crazy. Like, I never expected it. But, yeah, that really touched me.
Yeah, man. So, you know, like I said, you know, just something simple like that, yeah. You know? Like, she actually took the time to look at, like, my lifestyle, you know?
Yeah.
And so just having that, you know, hey, even though it was a simple gesture, it meant the world to me, you know? It was really cool.
Exactly.
It meant that she was really invested in who I am. You know what I mean? So I found that really cool. So one of the things I could say is just look at, you know, for the women to look at something that, like, even if it comes to food or, I mean, even if it comes to socks, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Socks or underwear, I don't know, you know, something like,
yeah,
that.
Just find what your guy is into.
Yeah, man, because I'll tell you this, man. So a few years back, I was diagnosed. It was weird, man. I was freaking out, but I had to go to the doctor. So they told me that I developed, what's that stuff called? Eczema, bro.
Oh, that skin disorder?
Yeah, dude, where it's just like itchy and very extremely dry.
Yeah.
So my whole life, all I did was wear, you know, my whole life, I've worn just your conventional cotton socks, you know, and then your dress socks, you know, to go out and stuff. But dude, for some reason, like, your conventional cotton socks, they're really bad on my feet now. So then I had to find a different type of fabric, you know, and I found that fabric. It's like, you know, I don't want people to get all sensitive and stuff about this, man, because I know people are sensitive about all this racism and stuff going on. But I found a brand that I really dig, this brand socks, and they are Tommy Hilfiger socks.
Oh, no, man. You're out of here. Yeah. You wear Tommy Hilfiger? Nah, I'm just kidding.
Hey, dude. Hey, you know what's funny is that? He don't even own the company anymore. It's an Asian conglomerate that owns it now, dude.
No, Tommy Hilfiger's fly. I like that new, what's that race car driver, Hamilton?
I don't know, dude. Is it?
He came out with his own line. It's pretty legit.
Oh, okay.
He drives from Mercedes.
Okay.
He's a race car driver from Mercedes.
Uh-huh.
But, okay, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, but, so I found those socks, man. And they're, you know, now having eczema, you know, I have to take extra care of my legs, my feet, you know, my whole body. But my wife found these socks. Well, I found them first, you know, but then she went out of her way and got me additional packs of these socks, you know, just to start building up my wardrobe with them, you know, because it's something good for me, you know.
Yeah.
So those little things, man. I mean, I could go ahead and say, you know, another story. If we have the time, let me see.
Pues aviéntatela.
All right, bueno, ya pedos en la barra. But, so at one point, I was the type of guy that always was watching what I spent because I wanted to save money. So whenever I...
Eras codo.
Sí, Simón. Yeah. But, so what I would do when it was time to buy a new pair of shoes, I always would go to the sales section, and I just bought a pair of shoes that were on sale, you know. And then one day she's like, "Hey, I'm gonna take you out." And I was like, "Cool, let's go." So she takes me to Finish Line, and then she's like, "I want to speak to the store manager. I want to get my husband some shoes." And then I was trying to, you know, I was being frugal and I was trying to get the ones on sale. She's like, no. "Get the shoe that fits, like, comfortable to your feet." And then I, like, the salesman, well, the manager, he started asking me what I liked, you know, how did I want my feet to feel, or, you know, just... Matter of fact, he started taking he took the measurements, something I never did in my life, dude. Took the measurements of my feet, you know, the width and all that stuff. And then he's like, "You're going to like these shoes." So he brings them out, put them on. Dude, at that at that moment, it was the most comfortable pair of shoes I had ever put on in my life.
What were they?
They were some Nikes, man.
Which Nike? Do you remember?
The Lunar Zoom Lunars. When that
I had a pair. I had a pair of those aqua blues.
Yeah, I had those those exact ones, dude.
With the purple, did you have purple on them or no?
No, they had a gray swoosh.
Gray swoosh. Okay. Yeah, I had the blue with the purple accent.
Oh, okay. So yeah, dude. So I was like, yeah, I like these shoes. And then I was gonna ask the manager, how much are they? And then she's like, do not tell them how much they are. I'm paying for them. You know what I mean? So
yeah, it was dope.
Yeah. So she, and then the manager's like, man, that's cool. I'm going to give you guys my discount. And then, she got me those pair of shoes, man. They were sweet, man. And then, you know, just different things, I guess, as a man, I don't pay attention to. I just like,
was in the... you know what? My wife does that a lot.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes I am, I'm far from codo, but sometimes I'm like, you know what? Like, I don't feel like we should be spending $160 for shoes. So sometimes I'll try to do that.
Uh-huh.
And my wife's all like, don't look at the price. Just grab whatever you want. I pay the bills because she does pay the bills. I make the money, but she pays the bills.
Yeah, my wife does. Yeah, it's and same she's thing, like, dude.
And she's like, I'll figure it out. Just grab whatever you want, whatever you like, whatever you feel comfortable with. Just don't look at the price.
Yeah.
She's like, I got it. I'll take care of it.
Those are some of the little tidbits of advice that I have from my end. And you know, I don't know, you want to throw in another story from your end, you know, that you might.
No, because there's a lot. Like, my wife's really into that gift giving stuff. And she always, always tries to surprise me because I'm really, como te diré, soy bien, no seco, but it's hard for me to show like a lot of emotion. And she always tries to shoot to make me like spaz out.
Yeah,
and she does a really good job at it all the time. But yeah, there's tons of stories. But yeah, we'll get into that.
Yeah, definitely, man. Yeah, and I can say the same thing on my end, man. I guess growing up in a you know, impoverished neighborhood with extreme forms of violence makes you emotionless. You know what I mean?
No, you see, and that's what I try to explain to her sometimes too. Like, it's not like I don't. When she gives me something, it's like I don't like it. It's just, I don't know, you kind of grow up not really showing emotion. It's something that sticks with you.
Yeah, dude. Because, you know, I mean, growing up where we grew up, if you cry, you're a wuss.
Oh.
You're a wuss.
You're way past the wuss. You're a wuss,
and they whoop your ass, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, man, it's you know, I like quoting my favorite DJ, you know, Charlamagne. We do suffer from PTSD.
Yeah,
seeing people getting murdered and stuff, and seeing
we bottle it up, man. We think it's normal, but you grow up and you run it like, is it normal? Like, we should be hella traumatized by
now. Yeah, dude. But yeah, so those are some of the things that, you know, Edgar and myself, you know, those are our experiences, to the least, and you know, if you ladies have other questions or whatever, hey, feel free to hit us up, man. We'll try to respond as best as we can. So, hey, on to the next subject, man.
Cool.
Well, I wanted to ask about beers, you know, since you... All right, so for the record, okay, full disclaimer, I've only tried... Corona and Modelo, and I believe Budweiser. Those are the only three beers I've ever had.
Corona, Modelo, Budweiser. So
break that down for me, man.
Okay. All right. So basically, pretty much all you drank were very light.
Okay. But hey, answer me this. Why does Corona taste so bitter? I didn't like it, man. I thought it was disgusting, dude.
You know what? Corona doesn't taste bitter to the average beer drinker. To me, that I drink a lot of beer. Well, not a lot, but it has like a skunky aftertaste.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. Yeah, it has that weird aftertaste, man.
You know what? But también it has to do with stores too, because I have had some that are really bitter and really, really skunky, and that's porque queman la cerveza and they don't properly treat their beer. So they'll get their beer delivery and they'll stack it in the back and let it sit in the sun and they'll put it in the fridge. And when you do that to beer, it burns the flavor. So it tastes really bitter.
Okay.
So that could be one all issue. Right. If you've had like skunky, really, really skunky beer, you're like, fuck, what's this? Que like the store didn't properly treat their beer, and they had it probably like sitting in the sun outside on the dock, and then they put it in the fridge, or vice versa. It came cold from the manufacturer, and they let it sit in the sun.
Yeah,
because when beer has like a big change in temperature like that, like a lot of it, because it has like a lot, like wheat and all that stuff, a lot of it like breaks down. It doesn't taste the best. Got it.
Okay.
Unless. Pero, those are all light lagers, dude. I suggest you expand your horizon. Okay. And, right now I'm really into, like, not really. Well, I'm into brown ales just because they taste like, they taste thick. They're full of flavor.
Okay.
And they're not that bitter, and they go down crazy smooth. Like, Newcastle is one I totally recommend to you.
Okay.
Newcastle. It might taste a little bitter at first, but after, like, beer is an acquired taste. You have to drink it more than once for you to like actually like notice the difference in beers. Because if you're like a novice and you're not really like, it's all beer tastes the same. Like you could drink a Sapporo or you could drink a Bud Light and it'll taste exactly the same to you.
And you know, like, and the only reason I had Bud Light is because everybody I know drinks Bud Light. It's kind of like, I was going to say, it's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like people who don't know the NFL, don't understand the game or whatever. So by default, people who don't understand the sport, they either go for their home team or the Dallas Cowboys, because it's it's America's team, right? So it's the same thing with beer.
No, yeah, you're right.
Same thing with beer.
Yeah.
If you don't understand beer, you go with whatever, you go with America's beer. Budweiser, Bud Light, you know? So that's the reason I've had that. So you said...
Bud Light... The reason everybody drinks Bud Light, to be honest, Bud Light tastes like water. So if you're a hardcore Bud Light drinker, it means you don't like Bud Light, but you want to get a buzz and you don't want to drink hard liquor. That's all it means. It's cheap and it'll give you a buzz. The thing is that everybody just got used to Budweiser and Bud Lights just because it was the only beer available after when they banned. What year was it when they banned alcohol sales in the U.S.? Like
early 1900s.
So when they made alcohol legal again, there wasn't really – well, first of all, during Prohibition, everybody was drinking hard liquor because there was nobody making beer, because beer is a little bit of a complicated process and it doesn't give you a buzz right away. So everybody was drinking hard liquor. So beer totally fell off during Prohibition. Okay. Like nobody was drinking beer. Anybody wanted to get a buzz, they had to go to hard liquor, whatever, moonshine or whatever.
Yeah, the potato skins in the bathtub. Okay.
Yeah. Because they'll give you a quick buzz, you take a few shots and you're good. But like right after Prohibition, there wasn't really a lot of beer companies. There was actually no beer companies making good beer. Everybody was making cheap lagers and trying to get a quick sale. So that's why I think everybody, because Budweiser and Bud Light, they're both lagers. They're both really, really light beers. But right now, I'm not a fan of IPAs. IPAs is really what's popping right now. So IPA is Indian Pale Ale. The way they make it, to me, I don't know. I just can't get into it. It's really, like, go ahead, go buy like a Sierra Nevada. I think Sierra Nevada is an IPA. What's another big IPA? Well, there's a lot. Well, you're in Denver. Yeah. You're like in hipster.
Yeah. Well,
there's breweries everywhere.
We have. I've seen them. You know, when I'm working and driving around town, I see some of those microbreweries and stuff. I've seen.
Yeah, they're really big. They're really big on pale ales, on those Indian pale ales. They're like dope.
Well,
they have like double IPAs and all that stuff because they just, you could taste like the hops and the grains and all that stuff in them, which I'm not really into.
Okay. Well, you know, here in Denver, here in the Denver area, we have the Coors plant.
Yeah, Coors was huge because for a long time, Coors was regional. Okay. But once Coors started expanding, Coors was like the number one beer for a long time just because people were sick of like Bud Light and Budweiser, because Budweiser and Bud Light have been around forever. Yeah.
Well, you know, and then also we have the Blue Moon. I think that's what it's called. Blue Moon. Yeah.
Yeah, that's Hefeweizen. I think they filter their beer with orange. Yeah. Hey, guys, I'm not 100% clear on this. I just drink beer. I don't make it. So if I'm wrong, don't put me on blast.
Hey, so yeah, man. So another question for you, all right? For me, okay. All right? So what's, like, if I'm going to have a cheeseburger, you know, and some fries, and I say, I want to have a beer, what beer would you recommend?
Okay, for me, like I said before, the best beer to accompany your dish is a brown ale. Okay. Like, I've had Modelos, I've had Coronas with a burger, I've had Stella's with the burger, and they're okay, but, like, that deep, thick, rich flavor from a brown ale and a burger, for some reason, go together so freaking
good. Okay, okay, that'll work. Now, for a michelada.
Oh, michelada, you definitely have to go for a Mexican lager.
Okay, so.
But Coronas are okay. Es que for michelada, what's overpowering, it's like the tanginess from the limon and the spiciness for the chili. So you have to get a beer that's semi-neutral. So a lot of people might hate me for this, but Bud Lights, I think, are the best for micheladas, just for the simple fact that you will still get that buzz, but you still get that full flavor from the tomato juice, the full flavor from the limon. And I don't know if you like chamoy on yours. I love chamoy on my micheladas. I put chamoy on
mine. My wife, she likes micheladas, you know. And she's had a couple since we got married. You know, we're not big drinkers, but, like, I'm going to say we went out to the flea market, and they were selling them, and then she's like, it's hot. I want one. I was like, okay, you know? Yeah. And then they put a big old stick of celery in it. Yeah. And I tried some, man. I thought it was pretty good, man, with the chamoy.
Yeah, I love micheladas. Yeah, I love micheladas with chamoy. But you know what? Modelo is usually my go-to for micheladas when they ask me. Over here, they have a lot of marisco restaurants, so they put, like, the shrimp.
Okay.
You ever have the micheladas with the shrimp?
No, man. I don't eat shrimp.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, over here they do those micheladas. Every restaurant calls them different. They call them, like, Supreme or La Grande or whatever. But, yeah, they put shrimp with chamoy on the rim, so you can, like, kind of munch on your shrimp. But for beginners, I want to say Bud Light is the way to go. But once you get a little bit more, like, acquired to the taste, I think Modelo is the best. I like Modelo Michelada.
Okay. Now, here's my other question, too. Within the Michelada world, because I remember growing up, my cousins and you know, when they would make Micheladas, they would use V8, dude. They didn't use, what's that stuff called, Clamato? Clamato?
Yeah, Clamato.
They would use V8.
Nah, the best micheladas, they have this thing over here. It's not even Clamato. I'm trying to remember the brand. I can't remember the brand, but it's jugo de jitomate con sabor a camarón. Okay. So it's like tomato juice with a little bit of seafood aftertaste. So you get that, like.
Okay.
And that is what I think is the best for the micheladas. You do that. You mix that. Probably put in like half a limon in there. Put some tajin. And then do some tajin on the rim with chamoy. Put a celery stick in there.
Phew, okay. Golden, bro. Hey, for some of our listeners that don't know what tajin is, dude.
Okay, so tajin is basically chili powder. So it's like chili powder with salt, and it has like some kind of like tangy flavor.
Yeah.
With limon.
Okay. Yeah. So I guess that's the equivalent to our salt and pepper.
Yeah. So if you're eating fruit and you get bored of fruit, throw some tajin on there.
Okay. Legit. Okay. So, all right. So if you got to have some tacos, what's your go-to beer?
For tacos, for sure is a Modelo or Tecate.
Okay.
For tacos, for sure. All right.
That'll work, dude. Hey, I got a funny story, dude. So,
oh yeah.
So one day, man, it was hot, and then I was out there mowing the lawn. I was just doing some yard work, and you know, just doing different little things, right? And then so my neighbors from across the street, they was having some beers, and you know, and they were construction, so they look happy and drinking their beers, and I'm like, yeah, I want some beer too. So then I went to the liquor store, and then I got me a 6-pack of Corona and some limes and stuff. And so I had the Corona, I drank one, and it was good. Like, for some reason, it just felt good, you know? And then, like, the second one, I'm like, I don't know. I started feeling sad afterwards. And then I couldn't finish it. And then we have a dog, right? So our dog, she's German Shepherd mixed with Welsh Corgi. Okay? So, yeah, mixed with Welsh Corgi. So she looks like a pup. She's full grown. She looks like a German Shepherd pup, but she's already full grown. But anyway, she's there wagging her tail, looking at the beer, and then she sniffed it when I was sitting down, and I asked her if she wanted some, and then I took it as a yes because her tail kept on moving. So then, so on her bowl, I put like half of the Corona. So then she had it all, dude. So then we just sat there for like an hour.
Hey, dog loves beer. I remember I was at a house party. I'm not going to say the city. And my friend was DJing. And so, you know, I rolled with like a pretty big crew, you know, his entourage.
Hey, entourage.
Because he was a pretty popular. Yeah, because he was a pretty popular DJ. And so we're at the house party or whatever. And then we go in the backyard and there's a hound. And then we're all sipping beer or whatever. And somebody had the bright idea to fill the hound's water bowl, pour out the water bowl, and fill it up with beer. So, yo creo que le echamos unas tres cervezas así, mendigo, water bowl. Dude, that dog pour it all up. And there was this girl in the back, and she was smoking pot. And then she started grabbing the dog, cuando ya andaba pedo, after he drank the beer, and started blowing the smoke in the dog's face. No, I thought we left him dead, dude. He was sitting there like he was out.
Back on my end, dude. Once it was time to go inside, I told her, hey, let's go inside. So she got up and she started walking, but she kept running into the wall, and then she started crying because she couldn't. her motor skills were all jacked up. She was toe up, dude. So I had to pick her up and then bring her in, and she went to sleep.
Hey, PETA, if you're listening, FYI, that little Raz.
Excuse me. So,
I respect dogs. I don't think we should get them drunk.
Hey, no, that, well, she wanted some, bro. The dog wanted some. So yeah, man. So, yeah, that's my story, man. But that's why I don't do good with Corona, dude. I get sad, yo. So
it's not even sad, bro. It's like beer relaxes you, bro. You're probably just hitting that first stage of relaxing. Okay. Because usually when you start drinking, comienza a tomar. Some people, like my wife, if she doesn't drink fast enough, her jaw starts hurting. It starts like ringing. So you have to like, I guess she has to drink fast. Okay. Pero, yeah, that's usually when you start getting a buzz, you start feeling down a little bit. But you have to drink through it. You drink through it, then your face starts to go numb. And you're like, okay, I'm starting to pee.
Okay.
And then you hit the buzz mode where you're like, I don't care what nobody says about me. Okay. I love this. And then you get drunk when you get belligerent. Okay. That's like where I don't like being. But I don't drink too much.
Well, I kind of picked up another liquor. So instead of beer, you know.
What you drinking now?
I drink tequila, dude.
You know what? I had the worst hangover of my life with tequila. And just smelling it or just seeing the bottle just gives me goosebumps and makes me start like my gag reflexes start kicking in like
I drink tequila, dude.
The worst thing of my life was with tequila.
No,
and there's this other thing in Mexico. I want to remember what it's called. It comes from the same plant tequila comes from.
Is it mezcal?
I No, it's not mezcal. I think it's called charanga.
Oh, that's from Michoacán, dude, down south over there where your family's from, yeah.
Bruh, charanga and squirt. I was at, they had those fiestas del pueblo or whatever when I was in Michoacán, and we were drinking that because, dude, that charanga shit was dirt cheap. They had to see in plastic bottles and like round plastic bottles. And I think back then, el peso was like 11 pesos to the dollar back then when I was there. And I remember we paid like 32 pesos or something for the for that charanga. Yeah. So that's what equivalent to like three bucks. But, dude, never in my life I will ever drink that again. Ever.
Yeah, bro. Que, el niño andaba prendido.
Puta madre, I want to get on stage with La Banda and shit. I was like, fuck.
Not.
But yeah, oh, good times.
Okay. Yeah, well, I've never seen charanda here in the U.S., so.
Yeah, I brought charanda for, well, back then when I went to Mexico, I was a bartender back then. And then there was a dude that used to bartend, older guy, and when he found out I was in Mexico, he was like, hey, you're in Michoacán? I was like, yeah. He was like, tell me what they had charanda, and I was like, oh, for sure. And that's the only reason I tried it, just because he asked me for the charanda when I went to the little liquor store, whatever they had, I forgot what you call them. But when I went to the liquor store or whatever, they had charanda, and I was like, oh, I bought one for the dude. And then I was like, yeah, fuck it. I'll get one for me. It's hard liquor. $3. Can't go wrong with that. But yeah, dude, squirt and charanda, that's what we're drinking. And I had never been that aggressive in my life. I want to fight half the world.
Dude, hey. Yeah, man. So going back to that, to the tequila, I like tequila, man. Plus, they say, man, it's good for your blood sugar. It doesn't jack you up like beer does. So, hey.
You know, when it comes to hard liquor for me, whiskey. Okay. I like that that Madeira aftertaste it gives you. That's the only thing I could sip on. But, like, usually when I'm going to do hard liquor and there's no beer, usually my go-to is beer. Like, I love beer. But if I'm, like, at a spot or even if I, like, join my friends and they're already tipsy and I want to drink like liquor to catch up or whatever, it's the Jack and Coke is usually my go-to. Jack and Coke, just a little bit of Coke.
Okay.
Pero
hey, dude, I was going to ask you one more thing, bro. While we're talking about liquor. Now, you know, a lot of raza, they when they go out to the Mexican clubs and stuff, they always ask for bucanas, dude.
You know what? Bucanas, it's all right.
So what is bucanas, dude?
So bucana is Scotch whiskey. Okay.
In English, it's called Buchanan's.
Yeah, Buchanan. So I listened to corridos, and I thought bucanas was the shit. And I thought it was like some American shit that like... It was
like cachet,
you know,
right?
You know, like you're up here. So one day we went to I think it was Quinceañera in Portola Valley. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Portola Valley. Portola Valley, it's like all millionaires, high end, like the cheapest house you could find is like $2 million. So we were at a quinceañera there. So they only had beer there. And then I was like, man, you know what? I want to turn up. So I drive down because it's in a mountain. It's like on the side of a hill, that whole town. So I drive down and drive into town. And then I roll up to a liquor store, and their liquor stores are fancy because it's all millionaires that live there. So they only got high end stuff. So I walk in there and I'm like, hey, you guys got a bottle of Buchanan's 18? And they're like, what the fuck is that? And I was like, I thought it was like some top tier shit. I felt hella stupid. And they're like, we never even heard of that brand. Okay. And then I was like, oh. And I think I ended up walking out with like a bottle of like Johnny Walker Gold or black. I don't remember one of those. But that's when I realized, oh, this shit's a Mexican thing. Like, nobody else like fucking bucanas.
We mentally put a status on it, some cheap liquor, dude.
No, but you know what? Like the name they chose makes it sound so like Irish and so like, you know, like Scottish. Like, oh, this is like some legit like Buchanan's. Yes. Like, bruh, you know, like the name they put on it, but it's whack. Like, nobody even heard of it.
Dude.
That's when I realized, like, oh, shit, I gotta stop listening to this corrido.
Hey, man, like, when people go to, well, I hear them on the announcements on the radio. They'll sell you a VIP table for $400 with one bottle of Buchanan's. And it's like, dude, that's...
Public announcement. My raza, stop spending $300 on Buchanan's. That shit's whack.
It's some cheap liquor, man, for what it's worth, man.
Bro, like $300, like, oh yeah, you get a free table and you buy a bottle of Buchanan's for $300. Like, no, you're not cool for drinking that. It's not that great. Like, save your money. Go buy a bottle of Johnny Walker. Go buy a bottle of Jack Daniels, and it's way better than that. And you pay like 10% of that pre-party before you
walk pre-party.
Don't spend your money like that. Yeah.
Please. Just buy Shirley Temples all night.
For real.
Yeah, dude.
But you know what? Now they have I've never done this, but I've heard of people that do this. Now they sell, if you go on Amazon, they sell like packages of stuff like for women, like women can buy like a tampon, but it's not really a tampon. It's like a little bottle so you can fill it up with liquor.
Nah, bro.
I recommend
you. No, bro.
And they even sell like little lotion bottles that are empty that you can fill up with liquor. That's what I suggest you guys do. Start sneaking liquor into the clubs. Make it competitive. Make these fools stop charging so much money for liquor.
Dude, hey, man. Hey, I'm going to say this. And this kind of upsets me, but I'm going to say it. A lot of clubs lucre off of Latinos, dude. They lucre off of us.
Dude, that's what I'm telling you guys. Sneak in your liquor. You guys want to have a good time? Dude, they sell tequila shots in bags. Put that in your waistband. Ain't no metal detector gonna find it. Ain't nobody patting you down gonna find it. Have your girl put it under her bra.
Okay.
Stop giving these white folks all your money.
Este vato. Hey, man, no, but on the real, they do lucre off of us, man. They do, man. They sell the bucket. What is it called? La cubeta de cerveza, like
$24 for a six pack.
Yeah, I heard 30.
No, and they're not even, dude. They're not even full grown Coronas. They're Coronitas. Yeah. Like, are you serious, bro? Two sips are gone.
Hey, man. One time we had to work with this banda, dude. It was called. They're called Banda Jerez.
Oh, I've heard of them.
So they're like, they turned up, dude. So they start.
Oh yeah, dude. Their lead singer is dope. Yeah, I like them a lot.
You know, they start spraying the beer everywhere, dude, in the nightclub. Or wherever they're at. So then we're there, and then they come out, the whole, you know, toda la banda, they start turning up immediately, dude. Not even one song into it. You start seeing like rain. It looked like rain, bro. And it was just beer. And then people were just buying buckets just to throw it in the air, dude. I was like, whoa, man. Shoot. No wonder, man. But I was like, woo.
You don't know how many times I've done some stupid like that in a club, and I wake up in the morning wanting to cry like, fuck, how am I going to eat all week for lunch?
Dude.
I remember one time we went to a house party. Yo, guys, he'd be on baller, like, walking with my Air Force Ones, my True Religion jeans. And then everybody's like, oh, that's the way. And then I was like, oh, you know, tengo que pantallar. So I go to the liquor store y compro una botella de Patron. But it's not any regular bottle of Patron. I was going to buy a regular bottle of Patron, silver or whatever. But then behind the register, I see a massive bottle, dude. It's like 2 liters. A 2 liter bottle
of Patron. It's like a gallon, right?
Dude, yeah, that thing was huge, dude. I don't know exactly how much it is, but it's the biggest bottle. Okay. Google it. And I asked the dude, hey, how much is that? Oh, buddy, it's too expensive. Bro, look at me. I could afford it. How much is that? And he was like, oh, buddy, it's $250. Okay. Give me that bottle. Are you sure? Give me that bottle, bro. All right. So, yeah, I got la pinche botellona. And then I go back to the house party or whatever. Y entro, like, oh, this one has a big-ass bottle. So we start passing it around. And everybody's, like, taking a swig from it. And I was like, yeah, I bought it. Yeah, I bought it. It comes back to me. That shit was empty, bro. No, pues ya, voy a la casa, me duermo, me despierto en la mañana, and I go to my wallet. I was like, you know what? I'm going to get a burrito para la cruda or whatever. ni un pinche dólar la pinche cartera. I was like, bro, why the fuck did I do that?
Nah, dude.
People don't do that. It sounds like a good idea when you're drunk and you want to ball out, but you're going to wake up in the morning and realize it was a stupid mistake.
Don't be reckless, man. So, yeah. But, just changing topics. I know you want to discuss a couple more things before we wrap up tonight's show, man.
Oh, man. One minute. We were at 48 minutes already?
Yeah, flew by. Yeah. But, I don't know if you forgot, but one of our first episodes, we discussed that whole Dallas, that police officer that walked into the wrong apartment.
Yes.
And killed that brother in there.
Yes.
And then I didn't like that they had,
they try to criminalize him and say that what they find in his house, marijuana and
a little bit of weed. Yeah.
Yeah. They found pot and they found guns or a bulletproof vest or they found something else.
They found something else. I cannot remember what it was. But
I saw that, dude, you don't know how pissed I was.
Yeah.
I was like, why are they trying to criminalize him? He did nothing wrong. He was in his own house and he was shot down by some lady that was drunk, high, tired. I don't know what was going through her mind, but that does not make it okay, because if I were to walk into somebody's house and say, I thought it was my house, and I shoot some dude, it's going to be all bad for me. And that stupid politician, what's his name, saying that she shouldn't be fired.
I don't even know, dude. I was going to say the quick update was that she just got fired today from Dallas Police Department. So that's the latest update, and I just wanted to give continuity to something that we discussed, on our podcast. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just so people know that, hey man, a lot of people forget, but we ain't forgetting.
Yeah. What is this guy's name? What's that guy that was trying to go up against Trump from Texas?
What, Ted Cruz?
Ted Cruz, that guy. Okay. He was over there defending her, man. Oh, my God. I hate that guy so much.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, man. I know, but it's just the current state of the country. It's tough, man. It's a tough deal. And I empathize with cops a lot. I have a lot of good friends that are police officers. And, to add to the matter, they actually subscribe to the podcast, dude, to support us. So,
know what? I respect cops. I know there's a lot of good cops. I've dealt with a lot of good cops. When I was growing up and I was being a knucklehead, there was a lot of cops that gave me a shot. And I know they gave me a chance because they knew deep down I wasn't a bad kid.
Yeah.
But there is those jackass cops and those are the ones that don't deserve to be on the force. But I know there's a lot of really good people on the force. But what she did, I don't know what was going through her head. I don't know if there's a backstory to it, but she should have been arrested on the spot like that. The fact that she was a cop shouldn't give her any, she shouldn't be above the law. She should have been arrested on the spot, just like I would have been arrested on the spot if I walked into the wrong apartment and shot some guy.
Yeah, at least for questioning. You know what I mean? At least for questioning. Even if they let her out on PR, personal recognizance. But
Ted Cruz was talking about that. The Dallas Police Department did a big mistake by firing her, which I thought was stupid. Like, no, that was a good idea. You don't want somebody. But,
I'm assuming that by having a manslaughter charge, I don't think you could be a cop anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you can't be a cop with a felony, but yeah, I don't know, man. Like what pissed me off the most is the fact that she didn't get arrested on the spot when anybody else would have been arrested on the spot. I don't know if race had something to do with it,
mm-hmm.
but it is something that's being brought up a lot. And
well, I think I think, laws are different in Texas, man. I can say that. It's a little different down in Texas. It's like you remember You remember who you know who Plaxico Burress is, right?
Who?
Plaxico Burress?
Nah.
Plaxico used to play for New York Jets, I believe. That's the last team that I remember he played for.
Okay.
So Plaxico lived in New York. And then I guess he had a gun, right? So he's at a nightclub and he's at a nightclub feeling himself, you know, and the gun goes off and he shot himself in the leg. And, you know, in New York is very different than Texas.
They're really strict on guns.
Yeah. So then Plaxico got suspended from the NFL. And on top of that, I guess the gun was illegal. I don't even remember, man. I'm going to have to look it up. But please correct me if I'm wrong. But I know that he got locked up for shooting himself, dude. He spent 1 year in jail, I believe.
Wow.
For shooting himself. And then you have this other story here with you remember – do you know who Aqib Talib is?
Aqib Talib.
He used to play for the Denver Broncos. He's the one that got in like a couple of fights with Michael Crabtree when he was with the Oakland Raiders last year.
Oh, yeah. Remember. Yeah,
he's the one that snatched the chain.
Okay.
So 2 years ago. So Aqib Talib is from Dallas, Texas area. So then he's out there at a nightclub feeling himself. Same exact scenario, dude. He shot himself in the leg. In Texas, they about guns, bro. So they looked at him and they're like, man, I'm pretty sure the cops was like, man, you dumb as hell. You shot yourself in the foot. Man, that's punishment enough. Get out of here with that stuff. They didn't even put him in jail, dude.
Yeah.
So it's very different how, and I could say the laws in each state, it's way different. That's what I'm trying to say. You know, I guess, had the situation played out in New York, it might have been different. They might have locked her up on the spot. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? You might be right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't think about it like that, but, man, it's just still not sitting right with me. Like,
yeah,
you took somebody's life. It's not like you accidentally shot somebody. The gun got fired by itself. You took somebody's life.
Well,
that's like a life. Like, people are downplaying it, like, oh, she shot some dude, whatever. No, you took his life.
Yeah, that's you're absolutely right. And you know, the thing I could say about this, man, she ain't going nowhere. It's not like she's gonna get up on a plane and go out to, I don't know, Switzerland or somewhere. She ain't going nowhere. And you know, and I hope that the law, you know, in the state of Texas, that they, you know, do the right thing, man. You know, even if it was an accident or what have you, I think the crime should not go unpunished.
No, exactly. I hope justice is served for what's his name, Botham Jean.
Yeah.
For his family, and I hope they get closure on this. But yeah, man, that's a bad way to go, man. You're in your house, somebody walks in and just blasts you, and they get to walk away like it was an accident. Get out of here, man.
Yeah, so that's you know, just giving this story a little continuity. So just want to let you guys know. Yes. But yeah,
we will continue to follow up on that. I do want to follow this case all the way through until the end.
Yeah. So Edgar, why to ask you, man. You have anything else going on?
Nothing, man. You know what? Right now, I am in sunny Bakersfield, which is like the armpit of California. It is hot.
Okay.
So I'm working out of here this week. So I'm at home.
So that's your
my kids. Yeah.
So that's California's version of Phoenix, in other words.
Yeah, dude. It's hot.
Okay.
And uncomfortable. But you know what? My company did set me up in a nice hotel. So
how long are you there for?
I'll be here till Wednesday.
Oh, okay. So you driving back to back home?
Yeah, I'm driving back home. It's about 200 miles.
Okay.
It's about 3 hours or so.
Okay, that'll work, man. So yeah, again, congratulations on finding yourself and finding a new meaning in the workforce.
Hey, right now, man, I'm loving this job, man. My company's been treating me so good. All my coworkers are amazing. Well, I've, all my coworkers here, I've worked with them at one point or another in my career. Yeah. So there's that confianza aspect. But it's going well, and I really like this job. So far, it's been the best job I've ever had. But ask me again in a year and see how I feel.
Yeah, all right, we'll follow up, man. Definitely. So I guess we've set a goal to keep the podcasts under an hour. So I think we're almost there, man. So anything else going on this week, man, before we wrap this up?
Oh, the A's. You guys keep an eye out for the A's.
Okay.
They got a spot in the wild card.
Okay.
Pero I have to follow up. I didn't watch the last game, which I feel really bad about because I was not home.
Pero
I'll definitely have to look into what they're doing right now.
Yeah, most definitely, man.
Hopefully next week I have good news for everyone.
Okay. Well, on our end right here, the Rockies, they're still in the hunt for the second wild card seed. So, they fell to the Dodgers, man. So that's what shook them up, dude.
Hey, you know what?
What's up?
I hate the Dodgers.
Yeah, I think
just putting it out there, man. You know what? There's no rivalry between the A's and the Dodgers, but I hate the Dodgers, man.
You know what, man? I don't know what it is, man. Here in Denver, we have a huge presence. Like, if you see there's a lot of Mexicans here in Denver now, right?
Yeah.
But whenever you run into some, like, I don't even know how to say it. Okay, so I'm going to say one out of four Mexicans here in Denver comes from L.A.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So
there's a lot of Dodgers gear out there.
There's a lot of Dodgers fans and gear, man. You know what?
And I can't stand it. It's like, oh, man, when I see people with Dodgers gear, I'm like, oh.
And, hey, and you know what, man? And I get it. But half of them don't even know the lineup. They don't know nothing. It's more of an L.A. thing. They just wear it, you know?
Yeah, no, that's true.
They want you to know that they from L.A. You know what I mean?
I don't
want
to see nobody out here wearing Anaheim gear because I'm just going to rub it in your face how we smashed you guys like 21-3 or 10-0.
Man, nobody cares about them Angels, dude. Man, nobody care about them the dudes. That's like it's like a new wave of fans, man. It's like these kids are going against the grain when they're from L.A., like, they'll go for the Clippers and for the Angels.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're trying to go against what dad like and stuff like that, you know? Like I said from our first episode, I just wear stuff to match my clothes now, man.
Hey, I gave up on matching.
Yeah, you did? Okay.
Yeah. I'll wear red shoes with the white tee. I don't care.
This dude. Nah, man. If it looks cool, I'll wear it. I mean, my default team has always been the Giants, you know, but
I don't know how I still talk to you, but no, I'm just kidding.
growing up, I was a huge Barry Bonds fan, you know.
Yeah, Barry, he's aight.
Yeah.
So my wife is a hardcore Giants fan, so.
Yeah. I mean, I really can't sit through a game. I have a hard time sitting through a game. I don't know if I mean, we went to a few games years ago, but I think it was more so the kids. They were little, so they couldn't get into it. But I think now that they're bigger, you know, they'll be able to sit through a game. So
yeah, I mean, dude, baseball is an amazing sport. It's not a fast sport like basketball or like football's pretty fast. Pero I love it. Like, there's no other sport I love more than baseball. Baseball is like my number one, and my kids, they love baseball. And I'm really happy they love baseball.
Yeah,
but yeah, dude,
it's the only sport you could be overweight.
Hey, for real, dude. Hey, you know what? You're so gordito. I'm pretty explosive, bro. I crack one down center, bro. You'd be surprised how fast I can get to third base.
Yeah, dude.
it's the only sport you can be a little overweight, man. You'll be all right.
And you'll be all right, man. It's a sport for smart people. It's not all about being super athletic. You got to think about what you do.
Well, that's why it's called America's pastime.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, well, on my end, man, I'm just waiting for the schedule to come out, see how it's going to look for me. But I have some intentions of taking out the family out, you know, something spontaneous.
Yeah.
And but if it happens, I'll talk about it next week on the podcast.
Oh, yeah. October 8th, I'm taking my family out. We're going out to Disneyland and doing their their Halloween. Well, we're annual pass holders. My wife is a hardcore Disney fan, so we do get out there a lot.
Yeah,
but this is our first year actually doing their Halloween party, which everybody tells us is amazing.
Okay,
and you got to buy separate tickets for that, which are like crazy expensive. But I'll let you guys know how that goes. I'll be Wolverine.
Órale. on October 8th, I'm gonna be off, bro. Just for my birthday. That's it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I asked for the day off.
No, my wife planned it. She planned this whole outing or whatever to Disneyland. And she said, "Según, it's for my birthday." I was like, "Man, I'm not even a hardcore Disney fan like that." She was like, "Hey, accept it. It's for your birthday." I'm like, "All right, it's for my birthday."
Well, Disney is part, or Marvel's part of Disney, so you'll fit right in. So
yeah. That's why. Because I had I'm a big Marvel fan, so I watch all the Marvel movies, and I wanted to be Hawkeye.
Yeah,
but I got the costume in the mail, and I look more like a Hulk version of Hawkeye. I don't. Hawkeye's not even buff, man. I don't understand why they got to put muscles in the suit.
Yeah.
So it was one of those one size fits all, and I was like, dude, I look huge. I was like, you should have got me a Hulk outfit. I would have fitted perfectly. So hey. I was like, oh man, what should I be? So I'm just, you know, I'm gonna do the whole Wolverine. You know, I got the beard, so I'm gonna shave it, do the Wolverine. I could do the hairdo.
Okay.
Yeah, get the claws.
So. All right. So that'll work, dude. So yeah,
I'll post pictures on our Instagram. Instagram.
Yeah, definitely, dude. So yeah, well, with that being said, man, again, thanks for listening to us. Again, my name is Ed Osmo, a.k.a. and Raz.
And I'm Edgar. Thank you for tuning in.
And this is Cheese Man, man. Hope you guys like it. And, hey, man, subscribe, man. And then we'll keep you posting on different things coming up, man.
Yes, and please leave a little bit of feedback on the iTunes. Anybody listening to it from an iPhone or an Apple product.
Yeah,
we definitely want to hear what you guys are saying. If you guys like it, don't like it, what you like, what you don't like, and we will take everything into consideration.
No doubt. So so until next week, man, you guys have fun. Take care.
All right. Adios.